May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 911. When saint to saint in days of old their sorrows, sins and sufferings told, Jesus, the friend of sinners dear, his saints to bless was present there. Hymn 911.
Thank you. Shall we read together from the Word of God, the first reading from the Book of Numbers, and chapter 21, reading to the end of verse 20, and then reading from John chapter 9. The Book of Numbers, chapter 21. And when King Arad the Kenite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, that he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel, and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass, that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass, that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in Oboth. And they journeyed from Oboth and pitched in Hijabirim in the wilderness which is before Moab toward the sun rising. From thence they removed and pitched in the valley of Sarid. From thence they removed and pitched on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness that cometh out of the coast of the Amorites. For Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, what he did in the Red Sea and in the brooks of Arnon, and at the stream of the brooks that goeth down to the dwelling of Ar, and lieth upon the border of Moab. And from thence they went to Beer, that is the well whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, Gather the people together, and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The princes digged the well, the nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. And from the wilderness they went to Mathnah, and from Mathnah to Nahil, and Nahilio to Bamoth, and from Bamoth in the valley, that is, the country of Moab, to the top of Pisgah, which looketh toward Jeshimon. Shall we now turn to the Gospel of John, and chapter 9. The Gospel of John and chapter 9. John chapter 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day. The night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. The neighbours, therefore, as they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed my eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam, and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day, when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And they say unto the blind man again, Why sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him, that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who, ye say, was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but by what means he now seeth, we know not. For who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, He is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Then they reviled him, and said, Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, Why herein is a marvellous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he? Lord, that I might believe on him. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they might see, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious, almighty Lord God, thou who art the creator of the heavens and the earth, thou in whose hand, as it were, is each of our lives, thou who appointed from all eternity the day of our birth. And O Lord, thou who hast appointed that time, whether young or old, when we will be no more upon this earth. Grant unto us then, O Lord, we pray, a right spirit of prayer, a right approaching unto thee, thou who art holy, holy, holy. And O Lord, we pray that we come upon no other ground save the pleading of thy dear name, Lord Jesus. O Lord, search us out, for thou art not mocked, Thy word declares that they that worship thee must worship in spirit and in truth. And as we come up, O Lord, unto thee, unto thy house this day, we pray indeed, O Lord, for a spirit of worship. Thou seest us each, O Lord. There is nothing hid from thee. And so we pray, O Lord, that we might be kept mindful of this. And, O Lord, that there might be granted unto us by thy power, O Holy Spirit, a right coming to thee, a right approaching unto thee, that thou wilt grant that faith to believe, thou wilt grant that help, that strength to venture upon thee, to pour out our hearts before thee. And, O Lord, that we might cry, and in that crying, O, might there be that granted unto us, as thy word declares, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Lord, look down upon us then, as we are gathered together this day, and we pray, O Lord, that truly we are gathered together in thy name. That there is, O Lord, we pray, in our hearts, that desire that thou wilt come, that thou wilt bless, that thou wilt fill the place, that thy presence, Lord Jesus, might, as it were, fill this place with that sweet perfume, that odour of thine electing love and mercy to hell deserving sinners such as we are. Lord, each one of us born blind, each one of us unable, O Lord, through our natures fallen before thee, to worship thee. And yet, in thy sovereign love and mercy, a people known from all eternity, brought to love thy name because thou didst first love us. And, O Lord, might we indeed be found as such before thee. O Lord, loved from all eternity, born again, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. Those indeed, O Lord, whose eyes thou hast opened. Search us out, we pray, Lord. Lord, as those virgins all look the same outwardly, and yet, Lord, that in them that separated for all eternity, those with the oil in their lamp and those without, O Lord, might we have that earnest desire, that earnest cry, that we are among thy people. Lord, search out. It may be one in that place. Decide the case for me. Am I his or am I not? Lord, come to such, for such are those feelings in that heart with a concern for thee, for they are not in us, in our nature. And, O Lord, any that sit unconcerned in these things. Oh, as those prayers have gone up, Lord, for such. Oh, might thou hear, might thou work, might thou indeed open blind eyes and stop deaf ears, cause that tongue to cry unto thee. Might there yet be, Lord, in this place, souls born again, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. O Lord, those whom thou hast set thy love upon from all eternity, those, O Lord, whom thou hast appointed that time to renew the will and turn the feet to Zion's hill, to work, O Lord, in their never-dying soul. Oh, we pray, Lord, oh, that thou wilt work, thou wilt hear the prayers that go up for the salvation of sinners, according to thy covenant of electing love and mercy. Now, as thy word is sent forth, O Lord, even this day, throughout this land, throughout this world, O might thou own and bless the preaching of the gospel to the good of never-dying souls, to sinners, Lord, oh, we pray for thy power to attend. For it is not anything of us, O Lord, all of thee. And we do pray, O Lord, that thou wilt work in the midst of this people. And, O Lord, where thy work is begun, might thou carry it on. And, O Lord, might there be, O Lord, that time when that work begun cannot be hid, that venturing in that following of thee, in that public ordinance of thy love to sinners. O Lord, stir, move the waters, we pray. Lord, do work in our dark day. Lord, thou art sovereign. Thou knowest, Lord, all things. But we pray, O Lord, that thou wilt hear the cry of the remnant of thy people. Lord, that thou wilt yet have mercy upon how deserving sinners. Lord, there might be yet those, their eyes opened. O Lord, spiritually, Lord, for eternity before us each, the eternal separation, heaven and hell, Lord, oh, these are solemn things. These are things concerning our never-dying souls. And so we pray, O Lord, oh, that thou wilt hear prayer. Thou wilt bless the preaching of thy word. Thou wilt, Lord, cause that beating upon the breast. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Eternity, O Lord. So we pray, Lord, that as we are gathered together in thy name, as thy promise declares, thou wilt be in the midst. Lord, For unless thou art with us, what is our gathering but a form? So, Lord, we pray for thy presence, Almighty God, that thou, the Father, might indeed appoint that blessing upon us, that thou, Lord Jesus, might be lifted up above all other, and that by thy power, O Holy Spirit, thou wilt melt our hard hearts, there might be that preparing of our hearts to receive the word. Might thou bless us, O Lord, as thou didst bless those of Berea, that they heard the word gladly. Lord, thou seest what is in our hearts. It may be that kicking against the pricks, against thy word. Lord, it may be rebellion welling up in that heart. Oh Lord, work, work, we pray. Be with us, Lord. Be with us as we come to thy word. We feel much to be in that place, Lord, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are up unto thee. So help us, O Lord, as we come to thy word. Help us each, whether pulpit desk, pew, pew desk, pulpit, thy help needed, thy help, Lord, no other help will do. Say thou dost grant us, O Lord, the opening of the eyes and ears of our understanding. The work is thine. Work, O Lord, we pray. Bless this people as we have prayed. Do be with those that with the responsibility for this house of prayer. O Lord, might thou help them. Might there be that upholding of their arms before thee. Lord, we do pray, and each from the youngest to the eldest, be with them, Lord. For thou hast promised, Lord, that even down to old age, thou art with thy people, might it be known. And we pray, O Lord, for the young people, the children. Oh, as they grow up in this evil world, might thou put thine arm about them. Might thou hear those cries that go up for their keeping, for their never dying souls. And those away, O Lord, from their families through study, do be with them where they are. Watch over them, Lord, thy hand to keep. So we lay all at thy feet, Lord, all at thy feet. Oh, grant us that grace, indeed, to commit all unto thee, to trust, to wait, that thou wilt bring it to pass. And so, Lord, hear the cries, that thou wilt bless us together. We do pray, Lord, as we come to thy word. Bless us, Lord. Leave us not to ourselves. Leave us not to anything of flesh. My all, Lord, redound to the honour and glory of thy holy name, as we ask all for the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 1032. How shall I give thee up? 'Tis Jesus speaks the word. I am the sinner's only hope. I am thy gracious Lord. Hymn 1032.
Thank you.
would direct your thoughts to Psalm 121. Psalm 121 and verses 1 and 2. Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. As you may know, the Psalms in this portion, with that subheading, Song of Degrees, were, as it is supposed, those psalms, those songs that were sung as they went up unto the temple. As they went up unto the house of the Lord. In those songs of remembrance, those songs that speak of that keeping, supporting, upholding of Almighty God. If it had not been the Lord which was on our side, now may Israel say. Not been the Lord on our side when men rose up against us, then they'd swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. And that singing of the foundation of the Lord, except the Lord build the house, they labour in vain. And so, is there not, as we look in our own lives, those songs in our life, as we read in that portion in Numbers, of that singing unto the Lord for his goodness, for his love. And as we go on in the way, we look in our own hearts, it will be, I believe, that singing unto him, that returning all honour and glory unto him for his unfailing love and mercy, for his goodness to us, that he does not deal with us as we deserve. And dear child of God, yes, it may be amidst and among those sorrows of the way, is there not that looking back? Is there not that witness, not in ourselves, but in that work of the Holy Spirit in our heart, of that help of the Lord? Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Our help is in the name of the Lord, as they write in another place, who made heaven and earth. The creator of the heaven and the earth, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And with such a help, cannot we speak carefully, our words cannot describe. Oh, that power, immense power, almighty power of Almighty God, the help of his people. So in our text, that giving of all honour and glory unto Almighty God. I will. May use the expression of the blessed shells and wills of the Scripture. Of the Scripture of truth, the Bible, the Word of God. And this version, the authorized version, which we love, not, and we speak very carefully, perhaps not, and it is that version that the Lord has blessed and owned, and the tracing out of it, in the history of it. But in that love to the Word of God, as the Lord has brought that love to him, and the beauty of it as applied to our never-dying souls, and the emphatic nature of these words, will and shall. No, possible, it might be possible, it could happen. No. The blessedness of the language as it is applied by the power of the Holy Spirit to the heart of the child of God. That which cannot be moved, that which cannot be changed. The wills and shells, the eternal setting forth of the purposes of Almighty God. And no power, sin, self, Satan, will change the blessed shells and wills of Scripture. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. What a mercy. If the Scripture of truth is made a living word unto us, and what of you and me this day, as we have the Word of truth before us? Is it indeed a living word unto us? Oh, we may feel that deadness, that emptiness in our heart. But is there that love to the Word of God? Again, we would speak carefully, not, as it were, in a sentimental traditionalism, as it were, but because this word made a living word to us. That word, as we look back in our own lives, we had no concern for, no interest in, and yet, through that power of the Holy Spirit, brought to love that word. You may have seen the obituary of one of our members at Southampton in the current Standard. I remember her speaking of that time in her life when she could have turned her back upon the Bible, shut the book up. But that time, when it was that life and matter unto her. What of you, what of me? What of the Word of God as it traces out the experiences, the pathway of the Lord's people, perhaps particularly, is it not, in the book of Psalms, of those expressions and the soul experience of the psalmists, Asaph, David, Moses and others as they are recorded in the experience of them. And here, as it were, singing in that going up unto the house, up unto the temple, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And what of you, what of me? Where is your help? Where is your hope? Where is your strength? No other unchanging, sure foundation, help and strength, save in the Lord Jesus Christ. And many perhaps look to help in their own ability. How many may look to that help in the wisdom of others? And how many of us, dear child of God, can testify to the folly of such thinking? And might we be ever kept mindful, we search out our own heart when we say this, that that ability that the Lord has given us is given of him, and to be stewards of it, not to lean upon self, but to lean upon the giver, to lean upon the Lord, to be kept mindful that we are not our own, that we are bought with a price, even the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will lift up mine eyes. And as we thought upon this very act, as it were, of lifting up our eyes, how oft our eyes are where? How often are your eyes found, as it were, often? Is it not looking down? Is it not looking to self? Is it not, as the hymn writer expressed it, that judging of the Lord with our feeble sense? That perhaps in the spirit of Jacob, looking to the things that had gone on in his life, all these things are against me. And as we look at Gideon, and how he almost spoke with that rebellious spirit against the Lord, that all those things, why have these things befallen us? Looking to self, looking to our own interpretation of the matter. But where faith is granted, where there is that breaking through of our dark, benighted mind, where the Lord shines as we feel that heat and that rays of the sun as it shines through darkness, So, as the Lord breaks through the blind unbelief of our hearts, maybe in his chastising hand and bringing us, as it were, up with a start, perhaps in our backslidings, our doubts of him. But are there not those times of lifting up our eyes unto him? That lifting up out of self, out of despair. That looking unto Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. He in whose hand are all purposes. He who has foreordained all that that will take place upon the earth. His foreknowledge, and O dear child of God, his forbearance unto his people, the sovereignty of Almighty God. We may, because of our denominational doctrinal position, speak of the sovereignty of God. But oh, dear child of God, is it not another thing when we are brought to the realization, to the reality of the sovereignty of Almighty God in our lives? The I am that I am, that none can stand before him. Holy, holy, holy. His sovereign purposes will be performed. No other gods save Almighty God. The great deceit of Satan, the father of lies, in the hearts of men, as those false religions have been in this world, even from the fall, and those false religions, even in the world as we live in it now, and that great deceit of Satan that would speak that all religions leading to heaven, that there is the same God. Oh, let none of us be deceived. There is only one way. That way, the living way. That way through the blood and merits and the redeeming love and mercy and the heart of a hell-deserving sinner loved from all eternity by a sovereign God. All other ways are in that broad way that leadeth to destruction. And might the Lord keep us, O mindful, as Paul reminded the Ephesians, that they indeed were the children of wrath, even as others. That if we are truly amongst those bought with that price, even the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is because he has set his love upon us. Salvation from beginning to end is of Almighty God. In his sovereign purposes, his sovereign grace, his sovereign favour, his sovereign choice. And so is the sinner brought to see that hope, that foundation on which they are built. Built by that work of the Holy Spirit, built by that, in that covenant, as it were, of electing love and mercy, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So the sinner, brought to cry, brought to look up to that hope which is above, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Not, as it were, that looking to the hills, in that worshipping of them, but in that realization that the Creator of those hills, the Lord which made heaven and earth, a lifting up of those eyes from self, a lifting up of those eyes from this time and state, a looking to that city whose builder and maker is God. As we said just now, where are your eyes this day? And the opposite, as it were, of the hills is that walking in the valleys. And oh, child of God, we use the expression concerning that walking in the valleys, concerning that walking much by nigh. And as perhaps, as we thought upon these things, and often in that valley bottom, perhaps that harder going because of the wetness of the ground or the terrain or whatever, but are there not those times in those low places when the Lord has caused us to look up, to look beyond, when its faith is raised up, to see indeed that underneath are those everlasting arms, to see indeed that hand that none can pluck from, upholding, supporting, strengthening us, a looking up unto the Lord, a looking beyond those things that we would be trying to work out for ourselves. And we read in that portion in the numbers of the children of Israel losing sight, as it were, that pillar of cloud by day, that fire by night, going before them, that speaking of the presence of the Lord going before them, the ark in their midst, and that murmuring in their spirit. And is there any here of the Lord's people that can cast stones at the children of Israel? Oh, how will be brought to confess before the Lord. Those sins of murmuring, those sins of self-pity, those sins, as it were, of looking to self, was much discouraged because of the way. Look back, as it were, to that which they have been delivered from, and not looking up to that promise. Not looking up unto the Lord that was going before them. And dear child of God, not looking unto Jesus, who has gone before us, but has made that way of reconciliation, that sinners deserving hell, washed in the blood of Christ, able to approach unto the throne of grace, unto Almighty God. Discouraged, looking to self. And so there will be, I believe, if not in the words, are coming into that experience of the hymn writer, no help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. And so it is. But oh, where that work of grace is begun, carried on unto the end. I will lift mine eyes up unto the hills. And so Paul, writing to the Hebrews, speaking of running that race that was set before them, and perhaps those in our past lives who have run in races, the children who have run in races, what is that thing that's kept in mind? The finishing line. That tape, as it were. That running forward. Not looking back. That going on. And so Paul, using that they would have been familiar with and the example of it, let us run that race. But what else? Laying aside that sin that doth so easily beset us. And those besetting sins, child of God, are they not like at times? Oh, that walking in the mire, those things that would hold us down, those things that would entrap us, those things that would ensnare us. But as we said, we have that living word and those precious promises of the Lord casting all your care upon him. For he careth for you, laying aside, seeing we are encompassed by so great a cloud of witness. And as Paul wrote of that catalogue of those that had gone before, of Abraham, who went out, not knowing whither he went, but followed the Lord. Oh yes, as the scripture records,
at times and even in the life of Abraham when he lost sight of the Lord, as it were, denied his wife twice. But that hand watching over, that going out not knowing whither he went, but that following of the Lord. That looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Laying aside the sin and every weight that doth beset us. Looking where? Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto him, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end, the beginning and the end. Dear child of God, it will be, I believe, again, it may not be in the words, but in the experience of it, if ever my poor soul be saved, is Christ must be the way, the author and finisher of our faith, looking unto him, that lifting up of our eyes unto him, who for the joy that was set before him despised the shame, endured the cross, set down at the right hand of the Father. Dear child of God, is it with us that need indeed? Again, we are not speaking of creature strength. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Oh, when those eyes are upon him, when our eyes are fixed upon him. Dear Peter, walking upon the water, his eyes fixed upon the Lord. And then what do we read? Saw those waves boisterous, began to sink. But oh, what a mercy, that cry that the Lord wilt save, undertake. What a mercy. The Lord heard that cry, put forth that arm, lifted him up. And often think, again, not in a speculative way, but oh, that power in the arm of the Lord to uphold him in the midst of that stormy sea. And dear child of God, what of that power of the Lord in your life? In those times perhaps, when you felt that beginning to sink, we would not speak of self, but we think of one time in our lives, in that great trouble of mind, thought even that our mind might go. Lord, do not let me go. Lord, do not let me go. And oh, what a mercy. He hears the cries of his crying ones as those prayers are wrought out in that time of need. Then the proving of the scripture, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will answer. But it is that bringing of us down, that bringing of us to cry unto him. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. And it will be that lifting up of our eyes. It will be that lifting up of our arms, as it were, that strengthening of those weak knees, as the scripture speaks, and that lifting up of the arms that hang down, those weak knees. It may have been, and it may be, as those words speak of that prayer, of that position of prayer, but that continuing, that importunity in prayer, that continued knocking. It may be in that matter, child of God. Oh, those arms hanging down, those weak knees. But oh, when grace is given, when those eyes are open to look up unto Jesus, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills. That looking unto him from whence cometh my help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. Then that renewing of strength. Then that strength to go on in the way. That looking beyond the things of time and state. And dear Jacob, Israel, cried indeed, as we said, all these things are against me. But yet, uttered those lips, from his lips those words, it is enough, Joseph my son is yet alive. In Naomi, coming up out of Moab, call me no more Naomi, Naomi, that is pleasant, call me Mara, bitter. Oh, the impossibility that that child should be born. And yet, she held in her very arms that seemed impossible. And dear child of God, oh, can we not speak of that one who is able even to make that which seems so impossible possible. When we are brought to such a place, is it not that bringing of us to our text? I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That foundation, that support, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. And our thoughts went, as we read yesterday evening, to the Lord sending those disciples across that sea, and that great storm. And what do we read? That he saw them toiling and rowing. He that keepeth thee will not slumber, ever watching over his people. Came in the fourth watch of the night, peace be still, it is I, be not afraid. Oh, unbelief blinds our sight, does it not, at times? But oh, the Lord watching over, saw them toiling and rowing, saw what they were going through, came to them. The Lord thy keeper, thy shade upon thy right hand. And as Boaz spoke of Ruth, of those wings that she'd come to trust in, even the Lord God of heaven and earth. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. And as we understand, in the wilderness, in the desert, that great variation of temperature, the heat of the day and the cold of the night. And in the pathway of the child of God, that heat of the day, the cold of the night, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. The Lord shall preserve thy soul. Thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth forevermore. As David wrote in that 23rd Psalm, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That coming out, that going in. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The time is almost gone. We had thought to speak of that bringing of those blind, hence our reading of that portion in John, to look up unto those hills. For we will not be found looking up unto the Lord by nature. 'Tis only as our eyes are opened are we brought to look up unto Him. As Newton was brought to that place, I once was blind, but now I see. Who opened thine eyes? Who opened thine eyes? Great mercy if we can answer, a man that is called Jesus. The Lord pardon what we've said amiss. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £780, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Sunday school this afternoon will be at Bethany. Mr. Pocock is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day, and he hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. And God willing, there'll be a church meeting on Monday the 1st of November after the prayer meeting. Let us close with hymn 990. Jesus, now thyself reveal, manifest thy love to me. Make me Saviour, make me feel, all my soul's delight in thee. Hymn 990.
do pardon what thou hast seen amiss. Do grant that for our souls to feed upon. And O grant that thou wilt, Lord, indeed lift up those arms that hang down, strengthen those weak knees, that we might view thee, Lord Jesus. Watch over us during the interval. Grant help at the Sunday school. Might there be that to abide. Be with us now. Keep us, Lord. So we would ask all for thy dear name's sake. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.